Welcome to Growing Your Firm Podcast, the podcast for ambitious accounting professionals who are ready to accelerate their growth, presented by Jetpack Workflow.
You know, we're growing very rapidly right now. We're partnered with Insperity. We are a strategic business partner of Insperity. We're on their website, and their 350 sales reps are selling our services across the country.
Oh, wow.
And we have built our outsourced accounting services as an integrated part of their outsourced human resource, HR services. You know, the services are integrated. We have an interface with their payroll and QuickBooks that we built. And we're going to market together. And so we're hiring a lot of people right now. And I will tell you, it's extremely frustrating to me how long it takes us to find someone. But I have a great director of client services whose mindset is, we've got to find the right teammate. We've got to find the right person, not a person. And, you know, it's budgeted for, depends on the level. So mm-hmm. A bookkeeper and a staff are going to be 6 to 8 weeks. And that's pretty accurate. We've got good compensation at those levels. And we have, there's a lot of people who say, you know, I want to build a career, not just get a job. So let's get in at the entry level. So that's pretty easy for us. We just hired 3 bookkeepers in the last 2 weeks. When you start getting into seniors and accounting managers, which are the upper level positions, it's supposed to take 8 to 12 weeks. So that's 2 to 3 months, but it can take longer because we've got to find the right person. They are going to be the ambassadors of senior management, and they're going to be the ones that will make or break us. You know, people join companies and they quit bosses. And so when you're hiring an accounting manager or a senior accountant who's going to be the boss of 12 people, or an accounting manager who's going to be the boss of, you know, 30 people, you've got to make sure that they really are the right ones. And it's more difficult to find cultural fit than it is to find skills. So, you know, it can take 2 to 3 or 4 months. So I've got one accounting manager position and one senior position open right now. So if anyone in your audience wants to apply, the hardest sale that you'll ever have. If you recognize that recruiting is a marketing function, mm-hmm, it's not an HR function. You're going after a very competitive marketplace. Your target audience has, you have to understand what their pain is, their fear, their uncertainty, their doubt, just like you would with a prospect. You have to manage your funnel like you would in a sales process. How many resumes do we need to get? How many pre-screening calls? How many first interviews? And then how many offers do we need to make in order to fill these 2 slots and work backwards from there and spend the dollars on the recruiting marketing? This is the most important sale you're going to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, this brings up a good point that we touched on earlier, which is, you know, let's say you go through the due diligence process, you take the time and you bring somebody on and, you know, it's looking like it's not a good fit, then perhaps they are a bit toxic or whatever the cases may be. How do you strike the balance of, okay, let's see if we can get them on board versus, okay, now it's time that maybe there'll be a better fit elsewhere. You know, how do you balance, you know, bringing them, you know, whether it's training or something else or just cutting them off quick?
So we have a 3-strike rule. What's very, very important is no one will ever be fired and it be a surprise. That happens to anyone on the team, it creates uncertainty and insecurity on every other member of the team. And that's the worst thing that you can have. You must have security. People must feel safe in their work. It's too critical, you know, to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So this is about safety. Your job is about making sure that your family is being provided for. So with that understanding, we have a verbal warning and we are very quick. Fire fast, hire slow. We right away, if we see issues, hey, I see some things here I'm concerned about. We really need to, you know, pay attention to, pick a topic. You know, it could be the way you interact with your colleagues. It could be your ability to learn new things. It could be Your quality of your work papers and your experience isn't what it's you're supposed to have had, even though we tested the heck out of you. And so you get a verbal warning. And the verbal warning's informal. Hey, here's what we expect of the position. Here's what we see. And if this continues, then we're gonna have to talk about a performance plan. Mm-hmm. If that does continue, and it's you know could be a week or two later. This is not a long process. But if it's a fireable offense, if you got serious questions about somebody's core abilities, you're gonna want to move on it quickly, because some of the other people that you were interviewing might still be available. Then the second step for us is a written warning, which is a five-step document. Number one is, what were the expectations for the position? You're an accounting manager. We expect of this position for you to come in with the ability to prepare a balance sheet schedules for every balance sheet account according to the Growth Force standards. Step two, what was your actual performance? You presented a financial statement and we did not reconcile fixed assets, the depreciation schedules weren't updated, or the loans weren't allocated between principal and interest, and therefore the loan balances were understated, or whatever the issue is, here was the actual performance. Mm-hmm. Step three is, what's the impact of the company, of the delta between your expected performance and your actual performance? As a result of producing a financial statement was incorrect, the CPA that referred the business to us was not able to do a tax estimate that was accurate, and therefore he has questions about his ability to refer business to us, and that's a critical part of our channel strategy, and therefore you've affected the company's revenue opportunities, whatever the impact is. Mm-hmm. Step four is, what resources are we able to make available to help you be successful? You know, you are going to be given the time over the next 2 weeks to complete 25 hours of balance sheet work paper training in our learning management system and make sure that you have understand the standards of what Growth Force expectations are. This needs to be completed by a week from Friday. And then step number five is, what will happen if you don't improve? So you make it unequivocally clear, and you're not afraid to say, if you can't get to the standards that we need, we're going to have to make a change. I'm going to have to let you go. What that does is it makes it real clear. People will either fight or flight. They'll be like, I am out of here. And mm-hmm. you'll solve that problem in a hurry. Or they're like, oh my God, I love this place. I really want this job. This is what I was looking for. And they will buckle down and they will do what it takes. And that's really what you want. If you can turn around an employee who had a trouble, if you show that you're willing to invest in their success, you've got them forever. Those are your best employees. But you want to do it quickly. You don't want to wait 3 months and then start to have a conversation that drags out another 3 months.
Absolutely. And the same process applies if it's after, you know, it's a hire that, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years later, you see their work really, really dropping off. It's the same process.
Yeah, anytime there's performance issues. You know, that's called the Peter principle, right? People rise to the level of incompetency in an organization. So a good bookkeeper becomes a good staff. Yeah. Good staff becomes a good senior. Good senior becomes a good controller. Good controller becomes a lousy CFO. Why? Because it's a completely different job. And the organization didn't prepare them to grow into the next level. We're a client of Insperity. So what that means is we also use all their training. There's like 3,500 Skillsoft trainings. And it's great. The accounting training is better than the training we used to buy. And we no longer have to pay for training because it's in the Skillsoft portal. And if somebody rises to the level of incompetency and goes to the next position and fails, it's a management mistake. Usually not, we shouldn't have promoted that person. They weren't ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings up an interesting question, which is, you know, how much or how often is your current team, or what's the structure for your current team to be investing in their professional growth? What does that look like?
So you have a budget of 4 hours of training per month. You have constant on-the-job training and daily coaching from your supervisor. So we're structured. We're very different from a lot of the large accounting, client accounting services, in that we're not virtual at all. We are all in a service center in Kingwood, Texas, across the street from the Insperity corporate headquarters. And our staff are all in under one roof, full-time, no part-timers, no contractors, nothing offshore. And what that means is that you've got a CPA with 35 years experience as a director. You got an accounting manager who's got the expertise that you can learn from. You've got a senior, which is the point person. That's the contact with the client, and that's been through the, you know, the staff and the bookkeeper and the roles. And then you got a staff and a bookkeeper who are going to be sponges learning from the people above that. So you've got 4 hours in your budget to take a formal class. But if you're not learning a lot every day, then something's wrong. Because we when you serve a lot of different clients, you learn a lot of different things. You use a lot of different technologies. You learn a lot of different accounting. And you've got a lot of different people on your team that you can learn from. Mm-hmm. So plus it helps to have a formal learning organization is part of our strategy roadmap.
Absolutely.
So
well, how would I could hear some of the listeners start thinking, well, that sounds great for these giant, you know, companies like the one you have, but you know, I might have a team of 10. What, how can I, you know, I don't have the same managers or partners in place to do this. And I always want to take a step back and say, well, there's so many things you just mentioned that's applicable. And I want to just recognize that you can always instill these principles in there. But for these small companies, is it a matter of just instilling it in their culture and then emphasizing it as they continue to grow?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not. This isn't big company stuff. You know, if you've got three people, if you want to create a learning organization and you want to empower your people to be problem solvers, you know, that becomes a stated goal. And once you write the goal down, it happens. I mean, it's staggering how different just being clear with that vision. And, you know, I like to say what's the key to success is goals plus coaching plus rewards or consequences. And once you can put those in place with a three-person shop. And what it'll do is it gives people a sense of being part of something bigger. It's not just a job. I now am getting rewarded for this. Mm-hmm. And even if the reward's not cash, you know, what people really like is to develop their skills. Growth opportunities. You know, if you can't promote somebody from a book.
Oh, hello.
Keep it to it.
Steven again. We're gonna see if we can.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No problem. No problem.
I didn't think about call waiting.
No problem.
So you can give people more and more increased levels of responsibility. So, hey, you've now mastered the art of bill payment and bank reconciliations and payroll and sales taxes. Why don't you produce the reconciliations of your, let's use the examples from before, your fixed assets and your loans. And let me help you understand what is depreciation versus amortization. Start teaching them things that will take more and more things off your plate and giving them an opportunity to interact with the client. You know, your bookkeeper may not be talking to the client all that much, but have them go out there and visit and meet the client and or send them to, you know, sign up for one of the many training programs, you know, the Scaling New Heights or National Advisory Network or SLEADER, and just get them trained. That's the number one reason why people join a company, and the number two reason why people stick with the company is career development opportunities. Mm. And it doesn't cost a lot. These trainings are available all the time with some really low cost membership. The other thing that's really valuable in the rewards part is recognizing somebody who goes out of their way for things that are important in your culture. The thing we do is, you know, we want to create a wow experience for our clients, right? We want people to take it personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the mission part. You know, they get excited about coming here. So what we do is we have Insperity taught us to catch people doing something good, as opposed to doing something wrong. So we created an email, attaboy@growthforce.com. And anybody catches somebody doing something good, helping out another member of a different team or solving a problem for a client, you know, that really was hard, or just get a happy email from a client saying, oh, thank you so much for catching that. I really appreciate you guys. We reward the people who did the good deed and the person who recognized them. We put those names into a hat and we give away a night out with your partner to do whatever you want. We'll give you a $100 American Express gift card we'll pull the names from a hat, and we circulate all those attaboys during the meeting in a PowerPoint slide that goes around. So people like to look for their name. We give them I forget what it is, like $80 babysitting money.
Oh wow.
And AMC movie tickets. Just so you can go out with your loved one. And the idea here is that you're recognizing them at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we find somebody who does something great, what we just started doing is sending them a Growth Force gift card. It's a Visa card with the Growth Force logo on it. And we send it to their house. Tell them how much we appreciate them. And thank them for being part of the team. Why do we send it to the house? Because we want their loved ones to see it. They want their kid, their husbands, wives, or whomever to say, oh, my job sent me a $150 gift card. Let's go out to dinner. Yay, Growth Force. Yay, mommy.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
It doesn't cost anything. I mean, it's really cheap. If all the performance reviews are done by Thanksgiving, and we don't do them on an annual basis anymore. We do them on an anniversary date because it was easier. But when we were smaller, we used to do them all before Thanksgiving. And if all the performance reviews were done by Thanksgiving, and they're due twice a year, we'd give everybody 2 hours off for Christmas shopping in the middle of the week. There is nothing better that you can give to a single mom than 2 hours at Target on a Tuesday in December.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
It doesn't cost you anything because they're on salary. You're paying them the same. They have a fixed amount of work. The work's going to get done. But you're showing people, you're giving people recognition that, hey, you're valuable to me, so let me give you something of value back.
Absolutely. You know what's beautiful as you're talking about this? It just really feels like, and I want everybody listening to realize this, and it's even empowering for our team here at Jetpack, is, you know, when you create your business, when you create your firm, you have the opportunity to create a utopia for yourselves and everybody around you. I love the mindset that you put into your business and the emphasis you put on team happiness. And I want to appreciate you and acknowledge you for coming onto the show. You know, I sent you, I think it was a cold email, and you said sure, and you came on, and we really appreciate that. And this has just been a blast, you know, for the last 40 minutes talking about all these great things. If somebody wants to reach out, say thank you, learn more about what you do, where should they go?
You can email me at sking, S-K-I-N-G, as in Stephen King, sking@growthforce.com. That's GROWTHFORCE, or www.growthforce.com.
Awesome. Stephen, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Growing Your Firm, presented by Jetpack Workflow. If you like the episode, be sure to leave a review. And if you want to stay up to date on all future episodes, be sure to subscribe below. Thank you so much.